So when you started full-time knitting, when would you start in the morning?
Well, round about half past seven.
And how long would the day be?
Till about 6 o'clock.
You couldn't describe a full day to me, could you? I mean, what would you do when the day started off?
Well, I should have to perhaps wind for a start, wind the wool or elastic for the elastic stockings, and then I used to have to get in frame for a bit when my grandfather could watch me.
So somebody always supervised you, didn't
Yes.
you first?
Yes.
And when you started full time, what would you be paid? Would you be on a wage then?
No, I won't. Whatever my grandfather decided to give me, that were it.
Mm. So you wouldn't get the piece rate then?
No.
What other jobs did you do? Didn't you go and collect yarn as well?
No. Well, I used to have to go to, in Castlegate, Haywards in Castlegate, to take my granddad's work and bring the materials back. Mm. And I used to have to go on Barton's bus.
Mm. When did you first get a frame of your own? When did you start doing that full time and getting a wage?
Well, I should say it'd been around about 1916.
And how old would you be then? 13 or 14?
13.
Then from then on, did you knit all day?
Yes. Knitting or winding.
Mm. And what sort of things would you knit?
Well, shawls or scarves.
Mm. And still surgical stockings as well, would you?
Yes, that's right.
Were you working for Hertz at this time?
Working for Hertz, and my grandfather were working, and I used to do some of that at Haywards in Castlegate.
What about, I've heard that you had to pay, people had to pay frame rent on the frames.
Oh yes they did.
Who did you pay it to?
My grandfather would pay it to Hertz.
Oh, so the machines were Hertz machines?
Yes.
So had Hertz always owned the machines?
But not the elastic machines, not where you made elastic stockings and that. They belonged to, as I've told you, Haywards in Castlegate.
I see. You don't remember how much frame rent?
No, I don't.
Would the frame rent be deducted from
your wages? Yeah. Yes.